many of you know, I've been known to occasionally pick up the odd instrument and play it badly. Well, Soundlinks were responsible for one of the groups I was involved with. So I thought we'd get Vic in to talk about a couple of things that she's got going at the moment. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. It's a bright and sunny day. All is well.
It's glorious out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely glorious.
It is.
Now, let's just remind people, first of all, what Soundlinks is, because there'll be some people listening who go, Soundlinks, never heard of it.
Now, we've been around a very long time.
I know,
25 years is our birthday this year. So,
really?
25? Yeah. I know. Nikki Kate doesn't look it, does she?
Doesn't, she doesn't.
She doesn't look old enough.
No, no. Good morning, by the way, Nikki Kate.
Good
How
morning, Nikki Kate. So Soundlinks was born through Nikki Kate, who is our CEO, and we are a community music organisation. So we enable, empower, support physical, mental well-being, expression, and enriching people's lives through music intervention. And that can be a very wide and varied thing, as you can imagine.
Well, it is, because, I mean, I got involved when we wanted a group for some old fogies. And it was great fun. And we had a wonderful time. We even played a few gigs.
Ooh.
Badly. Well, I was. The rest of them were brilliant. But, But you've got a new project going at the moment called Memory Lane. Now, what's this all about?
So, it is part of a wider project called Upbeat. And Upbeat is a service, a music-related service, that supports mental well-being, physical wellness through music. And what we were finding was that for people that have dementia, people that have memory loss, some of our older participants, music is just an incredibly powerful tool for meeting people, connecting. It releases a whole load of feel-good endorphins through the body, and it's just a really, really wonderful thing to do. So we've been setting up music groups across Lincolnshire for older participants in a variety of settings to get together and sing and play music.
Now, one of the nice things about if you have something like dementia is you do tend to remember things from your past.
Mm.
So you'll remember that song from when you were 15, 19, 25, you know, your first love, all these sorts of things. Are you able to give people that sort of music and get them talking, or is it a case of they've got to play that music themselves to actually get that effect?
So with each group, we have a Soundlinks music facilitator that runs it, and it might not be the same Soundlinks person at each group, so they're all a little bit different. But say, for instance, the one in Olsen Court in Lincoln, it's run by a wonderful woman called Jane, who she plays keyboard, she plays guitar, and she'll play songs that people request, perhaps particular songs that they might have strong memories associated with. She'll introduce them to new music. I believe there's a little bit of a music quiz going on.
Ooh.
Even some musical bingo. Occasionally there's a little bit of dancing. It's just a great session by the sounds of it.
It sounds fun, doesn't it?
It does, really does.
And, these sessions, for people who are maybe got dementia, how do they join them? How can they get involved?
So it's not just for people with dementia. It's for people with dementia, memory loss, Alzheimer's, people without memory loss. So we're kind of aiming the group at you're probably 70 plus, but it is open to everybody.
Well, I was going to say, because the people in Headway, and you may not know what Headway is, but Headway is a group for people who've got brain injury due to accidents quite often. They suffer from memory loss. Would they be eligible? Because some of them can be, you know, in their late teens, early 20s and 30s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Upbeat itself is like a wider project, and we've got lots of very diverse groups happening. So we've got lots of wonderful music groups that happen in adult daycare settings, We've got groups that are aimed perhaps at people that are sort of 70s plus in more residential care home settings. So there is kind of something for everybody in there. So what we normally say is get in touch with us. We can have a chat with people, find out what they're looking for from a music group, and then signpost them to the group that's probably going to be most fitting for what they want.
And cost for them. If somebody's joining one of these groups, what's the sort of cost involved to be a participant in a group?
So, wonderfully, we have had Shine funding. So the amazing Shine Lincolnshire have funded us for the last 3 years, and we've just had another round of funding from them. So there is no charge for anybody going to the groups. Now, sometimes there might be a small donation if people are sort of, you know, willing to give a couple of quid in, it all helps. But generally for all the upbeat groups, they tend to be no charge because we are funded.
And when you say they're taking place, is this across the whole county or just Lincoln or Lincoln and the surrounding villages?
So it is countywide. So we are in all 7 districts of Lincolnshire. So we've got groups happening, Olsen Court in Lincoln. We've got some wonderful groups happening sort of in Caister. We go down sort of Spalding, Winthorpe, Spilsby, Wainfleet, right down to sort of Long Sutton. So,
excellent. I'll tell you what, let's take a break for some music and then we'll talk more about the Upbeat project after this one. From Elaine Page, and of course, nothing else would do but Memories.
Siren 107.3.
Memory from Elaine Page, from, of course, the musical Cats. I have with me in the studio Vic from Soundlinks.
Hello.
Hello.
Again, hello.
Again, hello.
I haven't gone anywhere. I'm just still here.
We've been talking about the Memory Lane project, but let's talk about Upbeat wider. I mean, what, from a wider perspective, what else does Upbeat provide people?
So, Upbeat is a social prescribing music service, and what that means is you can refer in yourself or you can be referred into it as a service, and the service is designed to support mental health through music. And we do that in different ways. So we have a range of music groups, events that happen Lincolnshire-wide. And then we can also offer people one-to-one bespoke sessions with one of our music facilitators.
Now, I'm just thinking, from a one-to-one perspective, somebody who has got a mental health problem, how does that work? Because what you want to do is get them to talk about themselves and address the issues in their life so that they can move forward. And yet, I'm guessing a music facilitator knows how to play the guitar or the drums or the keyboards or the trumpet or the flugel or whatever it is, but probably hasn't necessarily got the mental health training that someone like I had when I was working.
So it's what we're looking to do. So a lot of the people that are referred are normally having support through counselling services, through the community mental health teams. What music does is allows people another layer of communication, enrichment, a way to meet new people, a way to express themselves. So it's really about enriching the quality of people's lives.
I can see that if it's a group, if there's 3 or 4 or half a dozen people and a facilitator. But if it's on a one-to-one basis, how are you meeting people? I mean, I remember when I worked in the old inverted commas asylums, we had art therapy, we had music therapy, we had all of these things.
Yeah.
But they were groups, they weren't one-to-one. If you're talking about a group, I can see it working. You know, if you've got 6 people who've got an issue that they need to address, being able to get together and play a tambourine or a drum or something like that can be really beneficial. On your own, how are you going to meet somebody else?
So just to give you a wonderful example of one of our participants, she was referred into the service and then took up 8 one-to-one sessions with one of our music facilitators, who's a great multi-instrumentalist. And one of the things that she said was she's been part of the community sort of mental health system for a very long time, and was saying that if only somebody had told her the benefits of drumming, she said she would have felt like she's been in a much better place. And through social prescribing, which is an incredible, incredible thing, you know, it gives people access to things like art and music and creativity. And often they're the things that really matter in people's lives. Like, we're finding that music is a way to actually reconnect people to what really matters for them.
And I think it goes to the big problem with modern society is it's screen driven. Everybody's on their mobile, their tablets, whatever it is. And sitting down and talking as we're doing face to face doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't. And also, I think for maybe people that are neurodiverse and perhaps certain forms of communication might be more challenging, to be able to have a way of expressing themselves, communicating, being in a group environment that doesn't involve necessarily like a verbal conversation, music can provide this really wonderful, safe, inclusive space for them to be able to express themselves in a different way that perhaps language talking therapies don't always offer.
And so if someone's listening to us now and thinking, I might benefit from this, it might help, how do they get a place on this? How can they get in? And of course, the second part of that question then is, and what's it going to cost them?
Well, as it's a theme to this, Upbeat is fully funded through Shine Lincolnshire. So there is no cost for the sessions. Now, you can get in contact with us in a variety of ways. You can email us at upbeat@soundlinks.org. Or you can give us a call on the telephone. And can I share the number?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yep, it's 01522 510073, and you can self-refer, so you can be referred through a GP, through a peer support worker, through a basically any sort of mental health or healthcare professional, but you can self-refer. And mental health is a very broad spectrum. So if you're somebody that perhaps is having anxiety or depression and you're looking for a way to connect to other people or to explore perhaps your musical interest yourself for yourself, we can absolutely support you in that journey.
Now, are you seeing more and more referrals to Upbeat post-COVID? Mm-hmm. Because COVID has rather kicked the stool from underneath us as a nation, and we are struggling to get back on our feet. Are you seeing more and more referrals now, or was it during COVID that actually using things like the Zoom technology and that you suddenly found Upbeat became really popular?
I think there is a movement now towards people really wanting to engage in that face-to-face connection. Definitely our referrals have increased post-COVID, especially with music. It is such a communal activity, you know, for somebody to come and play. You know, we've got this incredible Soundlinks HQ where you've got pretty much all the instruments that you can imagine under one roof. And for individuals to come and explore and make sound is a really, really powerful thing. So, yeah, absolutely, we've seen the referrals increase.
Just a thought went through my mind as you were talking there, Vic. If someone is referred, either by themselves or by the health practitioner of some sort, do they have to come to Soundlinks, or can Soundlinks come to them?
We're fully mobile. So for people that may be more comfortable in the privacy of their own home, a Soundlinks music facilitator can come to them. if perhaps a participant is wanting to get out and about, we can source maybe a space nearer them that we can use for the one-to-one session.
So say someone's living in, Bracebridge Heath or mm-hmm. Netlam, or
yep.
you could perhaps access the local village hall or something, and they would meet you there and you'd come there and you could then do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of communal or community spaces have been very generous in offering a space for Soundlinks to come and utilise. So, yeah, but we are fully mobile. Obviously, Lincolnshire is such a huge county and there are very, very rural, out-of-the-way places. So we can travel. We haven't got a bus yet, but we do have lots of Soundlinks music facilitators with cars.
This is a big problem for Lincolnshire as opposed to Lincoln. Is if you're out in a village, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere like Doddington-on-Bain or Gayston or somewhere like that, there is no public transport.
There isn't. It's one of the, I suppose, biggest barriers in a way for people to engage with all different forms of services. I mean, Lincolnshire is just a vast county. And I think going back to what you were saying earlier about post-COVID, you know, there was so much isolation during COVID for everybody. And I think if you then live in a rural community where you are almost geographically isolated, you've got that real sense of, you know, how do I get to these things that I might want to be part of? You know, it's great if you want to be involved in music, but if there is no way for you to travel to somewhere where that's happening, it then becomes a barrier. So hopefully we can break that down.
Vic, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Let's just remind people mm-hmm. the number they need to ring if they want to either get a referral in if they're a professional listening, or if they feel a self-referral might help them.
Yeah, absolutely. So the number to call us is the Soundlinks main line number. So it's 01522 510073, and we are always happy to have a chat. Even if people just want to find out a little bit more about what we do and how they can get involved.
It's been a real pleasure, Vic. It's wonderful to see you again.
Marvellous.
We'll get you back in 6 months' time and find out what you're doing again.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Can I just say as well, we've got a... We've got a drumming group, hand drumming group, starting on Monday the 26th of June, 6:30 to 7:30 at Mint Lane Cafe in Lincoln.
Now I know, I was going to let you go, but that's reminding me. There's been some drumming groups in town that have been quite popular with people.
There have been, and they have kind of not quite disappeared, but I think again post COVID, a lot of things have kind of just petered out and not started.
And these are these big round African style drums, aren't
they? Yeah. So some of the drums that we're going to be using are djembe drums, and the guy that is hosting it is an amazing hand drummer called Rajesh, and he does rhythms, styles of drumming from all around the world. So it's a really, really great session.
Vic, it's a pleasure, and we look forward to it. Are you going to go to the drumming group?
I absolutely am. I love drumming.
There you go. Vic, thank you so much. I'm going to let you have this one as we go because I thought it was appropriate.
Oh, thank you.
Barry Manilow, and I write the songs.